And we got my good buddy, our special guest, my homie, my friend. Guy was like my little brother. Miss being out there with him. Bears All-Pro running back, Mr. Matt Forte, is on the line with us. Matt, how you doing, man?
What up, Jay Mizzle?
Good to hear you, man. How you feeling? How's the body feeling, man? How's the bye week treating you?
I'm doing good. It's only 6 games in. Actually, the bye week is after this next game. But we did have a Thursday night game. Got a couple of days off, so I'm feeling pretty good.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you taking your time out, joining us for the show. Know you just came back from an appearance. Know you're a busy guy. Just wanted to
Anything for my boy.
Appreciate it, man. But talk about, you know, so far. Talk about, your role in Mark Trestman's offense and how you – and it looks to me like you're really embracing it. You're really being productive. I think he's using you well. And talk about how you feel about it and how you fit into this new offensive scheme.
Yeah, I like it a lot. I mean, it's really designed around a running back who can catch the ball out of the backfield and, get involved in the passing game. You know, there's – many ways to get involved. You know, there's many sets where I can be in the slot, I can be out wide, catch the ball out of the backfield, and many ways to get the ball out of the backfield in this passing game. But, Aaron Cromer has done a great job with the running game and getting the offensive line set up pretty nicely. And, when you get a running back who can catch the ball and run the ball as well, is when you get a lot of productivity out of both sides of them in this type of offense. So, I'm doing pretty good and I like it.
Hey, Matt, so far the offense has been very productive. You've been great both running the ball and out of the backfield. But on the running game part, you've yet to have a 100-yard game this season. Do you think that's something that's just going to come, or is that the way this offense is, that it's not going to be like before where you're putting up 100-plus-yard rushing games? Maybe you're going to get a lot of those yards catching the ball out of the backfield too.
Yeah, it kind of depends on how the game goes sometimes, you know. If we're throwing the ball and getting big chunks down the field and moving the chains that way, we're going to keep doing that. And then I may get, a run here and there and get, between 12 and 16 carries. And, the 100-yard games comes when you break a long run. You know, if you get, usually 4 yards a carry, 4 yards a pop, you end up getting 60, 70, 80 yards, on the ground that way. And then if you break a long one, you usually go over 100. But a lot of my extra yards come from, getting the ball out of the backfield and those little check down swing routes and, option routes out of the backfield.
Now, Matt, just talking, let's transition from the running game going to the passing game. Talk about Jay Cutler and evaluate, how he's played so far this season.
He's played very well, man. I mean, he's given him the reins, to the offense where, before there wasn't a lot where he can check out a play if he saw a defense that he didn't like for the play that was called. We can call two or three plays in the huddle at one time and, he can choose what's the best play based on coverage, and he's been doing that. So I know he's been studying, the defenses we've been up against, and he's doing a great job this year.
Matt, let's talk about Coach Mark Trestman, and if you could, take us behind the scenes, what it's like to play for him on a daily basis, because prior to his arrival in Chicago, your head coach had always been Lovie Smith, who was a defensive guy first, and I don't say that to trying to take anything away from Lovie Smith as a coach, but now you've got an offensive guy leading this football team. How has the approach changed, and what's it like to have an offensive-minded head football coach?
The biggest change is just if he's in meetings, when we was with Coach Lovie, he'd be in the defensive meetings, and now Coach Trestman is in our meetings, installing plays and going over, what we're going to do for this week and the game plan. So it's pretty cool to have the head coach in there going over all that stuff with us, personally. And, the great thing is that he can install his own offense with us. It's not, assistant coaches, one by one installing. He's installing it to us himself and, telling us the ins and outs because we've been running this offense for many, many years so that we can run it to the best of our ability.
Now, Matt, talking to you, got two new rookies on the offensive line on that right side and Kyle Long and Jordan Mills, and they've stepped up and played really well, earned the starting spots in training camp. Just talk about their play and how, you feel about their play, how you feel, lucky to have those guys step up and making plays, in the running game and blocking for you in the passing game.
Yeah, we've been very fortunate to have those guys step up so early. You know, a lot of times when you have rookies on the, especially on the offensive line, it's you get some growing pains out there because either, you know, they're not adjusted to the speed of the game, or, you know, sometimes they get beat physically or something like that. But these two guys have been doing a great job the entire season, and, you know, very fortunate that we got those guys in the draft.
Matt, let's talk a little bit about your upcoming opponent. You guys are going to be playing Washington a week from tonight. Right now, the Redskins are in action against the Dallas Cowboys. Your approach to that game, what have you saw from the Redskins so far this season? I know you probably haven't watched the film yet very much, but what do you expect with a game that, you know, you could get to 5-2 with a victory if you can go into Washington and win it?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, we're just looking at, you know, it's going to be an away game, and everybody knows it's tough to run on the road in the NFL, you know, and especially against a team with the offense like with RG3 and Alfred Morris and Santana Moss out there. So they got some weapons on the offense, and we're going to have to, you know, control the clock and keep the ball away from them, which is going to be important. And, you know, in order to do that, we got to be effective in the running game. So, you know, if we're really effective in the running game, it'll open up the passing game, and we'll be all right.
Now, man, I want to look outside the box here a little bit and talk about, you know, everybody sees how productive you are and how much of a dual threat you are at the running back position and why you're so successful on the field. But people don't realize the work that you put in. I mean, people don't know that you're a gym rat and, you know, we've worked out together and you run a hill in the offseason. And tell the Bears fans about, you know, you preparing yourself physically for the upcoming season, which makes you successful on the field.
Yeah, I mean, that's the main part. You know, you have to prepare yourself for the upcoming season. And, I mean, you know that, you know, better than I do. Because we play running backs, you know, fullback, you know, in that meeting room, everybody knows that we have to be, you know, probably, if not the most in shape on the team, you know, because you take a beating on Sundays, you know, you get hit from everywhere. You got to block the big guys and all that stuff. So, you know, you got to prepare yourself. And in order to do that, you got to be a gym rat. You got to lift the weights and, you know, run the hill is great work for not only conditioning, but to strengthen your legs as well. So, you know, Walter Payton was on to something when he first started doing that. And, you know, we've been doing it for a while as well. So, you know, you got to do that type of stuff if you want to play running back in the NFL.
Now, it's funny to me, you keep calling it a hill, and I know we always debate this and talk about it. Now, Bear fans out there, Matt's calling it a hill, but it's really a mountain, and I've tried to run it with him before, and I'm afraid of heights, and that's how bad it is. So Matt will always tease me about, hey, you didn't run the hill with me. I'm like, hey, man, you're running up the side of a mountain, man. I can't run that high. But, I mean, that's what you do.
Yeah, I mean, the first time I ran up, I looked back, I was at the top, and J-Mac was already walking back down. I was like, J-Mac, what you doing? He's like, I'm afraid of heights, man.
but that's the preparation that I want, you know, all the Bears fans out there listening to know that's why you're so successful on the field, because you do not only put in the work in the meeting rooms, but you put in the work in the weight room, and then, like you said, you adopted the healing which you got from the great Walter Payton, and that's why, you know, you're an all-pro running back for the Chicago Bears. And I just had one more question I wanted to ask you. You brought up meeting rooms, and we know we've had some memories in our meeting rooms, and we always had the best meeting rooms, the most, you know, comical meeting rooms, if you would say. And without giving away too much information, because, you know, we have our code, our meeting room, you know, a lot of our information stays within our group.
Yeah.
But what is your most favorite running back room moment?
Oh, man, it's got to be my rookie year, man, when we had you in there, Adrian Peterson, and Kay Jones was in there. G. Wolf was in there, everybody. And, you know, the running back room these days has been pretty slim. I mean, ever since my rookie year, has been cutting down. I mean, we haven't had a whole lot of running backs in there, but, you know, it's got to be my rookie year. Y'all made it fun for me. You know, being a rookie, you get nervous out there. You don't know what you're gonna go through during the game, through a season. Everybody talks about the rookie wall and stuff. So, you know, y'all made it kind of easier on me to where you encouraged me to you know, be that veteran, you know, type of pro where I don't have to worry about those things. And you know, it was also, we had a lot of fun in that with Coach Smith in there, and especially making fun of Kay Jones.
Yeah, hey, I'm going to come pay a visit, man. Make sure you guys are having fun in there, man, because when you have fun in the meet room, you have fun as a group, it translates on the field, and you're doing a superb job, man. Like I always tell you, proud of you, man, and thanks for joining the show, man. We're going to let you go. We know you're busy, and best of luck next week against the Washington Redskins, man.
Appreciate it, bro.